I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Castology.
Welcome to another episode of Castology, the podcast where we review podcasts and we also tell you which ones to listen to. There's another thing that we do. So the first portion of this episode, as per the usual episodes, is that we will recommend a podcast for you to listen to, and then we'll review the podcast that we recommended last week.
What do we usually do before that?
One of your hosts.
Have you never listened to the podcast ever or presented?
Who are you?
But was that not correct?
It was correct-ish.
Okay,
correct
good.
Correct enough.
It's good enough. That's all I can muster right now.
Okay. You're usually just so like, hello, I'm Patrick, and get ready for Castology, where we review podcasts and talk about podcasts and podcasting.
My brain isn't functioning.
Okay.
It's 3 weeks later and he's still hungover.
Yeah, dirty secret, everyone. We record like 3 eps at a time. I don't give a fuck.
And why don't you give a fuck,
I've
Patrick?
Been hungover for the last 3 episodes. My name is Patrick Shiro. Across from me is...
Elizabeth Best.
And to my right...
Zane C. Weber.
And we're going to recommend some podcasts for you now.
Very good,
actually,
Patrick.
I'm not. I don't think I will.
And why might you not, Patrick?
He's going on climate strike.
Is my last appearance on this particular podcast.
No.
You jerk.
I know, Liz hates me.
I'm so friggin' cranky still.
Yeah, she's
who
cross
will recommend
with me.
All the drug podcasts?
Exactly. Well, I can still write in. I can leave reviews, you should do. Yeah. You should leave a review and tell us what to listen to.
So why are you leaving us, Patrick?
I am focusing more on 2 other podcasts, which I could recommend, but I'm not going to because I'm not a shill. I'm going to let them find their legs on their own.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Okay.
I didn't think you're a shill for promoting your own work.
I still feel like a shill.
He is
fair
a
enough.
Shill.
Maybe you know your own potential for shilling.
Mm.
And so you'd fight.
Yeah, I'm like
that.
Gandalf when he gets offered the ring.
Mm. So this
do not tempt me, father.
Jesus. So this is Patrick Shearer's farewell episode.
Farewell episode.
Possibly. We're fairly certain. We're looking for replacements at the moment. Hopefully we'll find one.
I'm looking at my potential replacement now.
He's just sitting in
the
corner.
He looks happy. He looks capable too.
Yeah, good.
He can do better than what I'm doing right now.
Most people could, honey.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm still angry at
you,
and I will forever be angry at you.
Liz is very cross with me, but it's fine. Liz, why don't you start us off?
Have fun with your niche podcast, bitch.
It's the Dungeons and Dragons podcast. It's not niche.
Nicher than Castology. Anyway, this week I am recommending a podcast that I found. I don't remember how I found this podcast, but I'm really glad I did. It's called Noble Blood. Now, the fact that it has blood in the title kind of got me a little bit like, murder. And it sort of is. So it's scandalous stories of history's most fascinating royals, tyrants, murderers, murdered, and everybody in between.
Liz,
yes.
Can I just say, I'm so proud of you. This is your 5th week without recommending a true crime podcast.
Is this not true crime?
It's true crime, yes. It's true crime adjacent.
It's historical true crime.
I guess the streak is broken.
Yeah, but look, it's there were many weeks where it didn't happen. Then I thought I'll ease us back into some crime with a little bit of historical crime. Because, like, there's some crime. They talk about the Russian royals and Anastasia and Marie Antoinette.
Is it crime-focused or is it history-focused?
It's history-focused, but usually focused on particularly bloody or scandalous. Like, that's why they call it Noble
Rasputin?
Blood. Yeah. There's a whole episode, I think there's 2 episodes devoted to...
Have you seen his dick?
No,
they
Patrick.
Keep it in a jar. He had like a root. It's like a fucking tree root. You can look at it. It's online.
I don't,
it's like they've got his dick in a jar.
I don't
it
want
looks
to.
Gross.
There was one, anyway, away from dicks.
Anyway.
There was an episode I listened to this morning about how King George could have saved the Russian royal family and chose not to. Mm. But the first one that I listened to was a Marie Antoinette one, and I thought that they were quite evocative in the way that they do their storytelling. Dana Schwartz is the host. She is an author of three books, including the memoir Choose Your Own Disaster and forthcoming humor book The White Man's Guide to the White Male Writers of the Western Canon, written by a lady.
All right. Okay.
So she's written for all kinds of magazines like The New Yorker, Marie Claire, Glamour, Entertainment Weekly, and she has a cat called Beetlejuice, and I quite love that. But I like her storytelling, and I like the fact that they have nice little musical underlays, and it's just a really approachable way to learn about history in a non-historical, but like a non-boring, you know.
So it's not just like,
as opposed to Dan.
It's
Carlin,
not just like in 1923, you know, or like in 1874. No, she's like it's kind of like creative nonfiction. I don't think she takes a lot of liberties, but sometimes with dialogue, obviously you have to. But she's a storyteller, so she tells the stories well. And I found myself getting quite upset at the Marie Antoinette one, even though I know what happens.
Yeah.
So, Noble Blood. Episodes are between half an hour to an hour, I believe. I think it's a weekly release. I did my homework, I swear.
You did. You even learned her cat's name.
Yeah, Beetlejuice.
Very impressive.
How can anyone forget a cat called Beetlejuice? But yeah, so I enjoy it. It's crime-esque because it's historical royal crime and blood, and get into it.
Excellent.
Hands off.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Hands off what?
I must have been making some noise, fondling the mic, because Zane gave me a look.
Mm. Maybe he was just giving you a how dare you be quitting look.
No, that's you.
Yeah, right.
Zane's happy.
Right now.
I also have a recommendation.
Unlike Patrick.
I can recommend something if
nope,
you want.
No, shut up.
This is a relatively new one.
I have two podcasts to recommend.
That I have stumbled across. It's Star Vehicle. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. You know my feelings about Star Vehicles, but it is by Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Ooh.
Of Third Rock from the Sun fame.
Of 500 Days of Summer fame.
Of Third Rock from the Sun
fame. Of what's that movie where he's the Guido and he is obsessed with sex?
Don John.
There you go, that one.
Too. Mysterious Skin.
Looper.
Brick. He's very well done.
I love him so much.
He, and he's very...
Dick Grayson.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. In Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So outside of all of his film stuff, he's started a number of projects about getting creative people to work with each other. So connecting musicians and artists and filmmakers and animators and just making projects where they kind of mass source and they all kind of contribute to projects. His podcast is called Creative Processing with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I'm intrigued.
Where they take one question that is submitted, submitted questions from the audience, and he approaches a creative in the field who will know the answer to it. And then they have a discussion about that question. Then that usually leads into a bit more of an interview about what they do. They've spoken to casting directors. He spoke to the director of Brick, I think was the first episode. Very interesting.
I still haven't seen that movie.
Possibly one of my top 10 movies of all time.
That's nuts.
Brick, you say.
All right.
Brick.
I'm on it.
It's a film noir set in a high school.
Mm. Oh, I'm really on it. How have I not seen
it
this before?
Yeah, it is an amazing achievement. So yeah, and it is really, especially for those involved in creative industries, particularly acting, but also music and things, it's about the creative process and what it's like in the industry and getting into the industry. Because Levitt's story is that he had a lot of success as a child actor, then retired.
Then he sort of disappeared for a while.
Well, he retired, went back to school, he studied performing and acting, and then got back into it. So he does talk about like the trouble of finding that momentum again.
Oh, I really want to listen to this now because I love him a lot. I think he's a good actor. I think when he and Zooey Deschanel were doing like singing together, they're really gorgeous and I love them. Okay, cool. Yeah, Are there any particular episodes you want me to listen to?
Honestly, if you know any of the guests, pick that guest as your first episode. I think that then you kind of get a feel for the format. Honestly, the first episode where he's talking to the director of Brick, that was...
Should I watch Brick before I listen to that, though?
They don't talk about the nitty-gritty of it much, but just watch Brick as soon as you can.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah, it's a really good film.
I'll probably do both of those things. I don't podcasts anymore, but I probably still will.
Yeah. And honestly, I picked this one for this episode because I think it's something that we all three of us relate to because we work in creative industries.
Sweet.
Yeah. That we do.
How long are the episodes?
Usually between like 40-50 minutes, usually less than an hour. But
sweet.
They are quite edited, so it is very easy to listen to.
Yeah. Nice. All right.
Well, shall we move on to reviews of the last week's recommendations?
There's no third podcast ever.
I know. Well, I had on my list initially the Bret Easton Ellis podcast, which I replaced with Sean Carroll's Mindscape. So I guess you could listen to the Bret Easton Ellis podcast if you want to.
What's it about?
He's the writer of American Psycho.
Yeah, I know that.
As well
part.
As other things. So he just gets people on and interviews them and.
Oh, so
talks.
A very Patrick podcast.
Yeah, it's very...
Person gets person on, talks to other people.
Talks about stuff, if you want.
Only if you want. Nah.
Otherwise, I could recommend In Vino, which is a wine podcast.
Who's on that podcast?
It's with Mark Guerrera, our in-house sommelier, and Ben Linsky, our in-house wine wanker, and me, the layman. I'm the one who doesn't know anything, and I ask the questions.
Right.
Except I'm only in the first two episodes.
So you like to play the guy who doesn't know anything on podcasts then?
Mm-hmm. It really alleviates all that pressure that other people feel.
How dare we prepare anything in advance? All right.
Anywho, Liz, what did you recommend last week?
I don't even remember.
Well, last week was our NaNoWriMo theme month.
Oh, yes, Baby It's
Fiction.
Cold Outside then. So I recommended Baby It's Cold Outside, which has Chris O'Dowd as the lead, a gentleman who's taking his child for the holidays, but he's homeless, and it's a co-pro between Duck Soup Films and crisis.org.uk to highlight the plight of homelessness and how terribly difficult that must be for people in general. What do we think?
I enjoyed this, but... I didn't feel satisfied at the end.
I don't think you're supposed to. I think that's the point.
The ending was like, ugh, this is a weird way to tie up a little
story. You're not supposed to tie it up. People are still homeless.
Yeah, but still, I want a narrative that I enjoy. And I feel
about
right
homeless
with.
People.
Yeah,
when
why, yeah, let's make it positive. I don't know.
I kind of feel the same. I think with the three...
It's not an excuse.
The three...
You're horrible. Human.
I mean, like you just go. Oh well, we don't have to make a good story because homeless people are
it
real.
It was a good story, though.
It was a fine story.
I think it was. Well, first off, it's a Christmas story.
Yes.
Secondly, there's three episodes. It is family friendly, so that very much restricts you in kind of how much drama you can really put in there. I enjoyed it. I don't like the title. I think It's Cold Outside is a better title than Baby It's Cold because I think that leads you down a romantic path a little bit.
It's not a romantic story.
But the performances are fantastic. The producing is fantastic. I didn't mind it. Honestly, I wanted more.
As a tool
absolutely.
Doing what they were trying to do, how do you feel it went?
Yeah, really good. I think there is no bad guy. You are left kind of narratively like wanting a bit more drama. But I think it is a very good way of explaining that like sometimes people just don't have a house and that is why they're homeless and they're just transitioning into another part of their life and they have to this intermediary struggle. I would have liked... Honestly, the only thing I would have added into this is a bit more of an exploration of the other people that he was homeless with.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted more of those characters, even while it was happening. It was like, oh, can we stay with them for a bit? But even the child acting was really good in this.
Yeah, I was quite surprised.
Yeah. Performance was good. Vehicle was good. I was just a little unsatisfied.
Narratively unsatisfied. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you liked it. I think... I would like to see more of this kind of narrative podcast to help
I think we
a
will
cause.
See more.
And I hope that this is what this company, Storyglass, are actually hoping to do in the future, not just create narratives, but narratives with purpose.
Mm. And I think definitely including a child in the performance opens it up to families listening to this together, at least like parents listening to it with their children, like in the car or something.
Yeah.
And I think that is a great narrative device to start these conversations, because I think grown-ups can just justify, yes, homeless people are people, however they treat them. But I think children sometimes just interpret behaviors as justification.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sweet. Well, I'm glad that you guys enjoyed the vehicle.
For something, so for welcome. Something about homelessness, it was pretty heartwarming.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. What's next, Pat?
What is next? Zane, why don't we review your last week's
recommendation? I recommended Rabbits, which is one of the first audio dramas I got into, about kind of a nefarious and mysterious world of a secret society / game that a murder gets someone involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, you go.
Oh, I'll go.
Yeah.
I listened to two episodes.
Me too.
And I didn't feel an enormous compulsion to listen to more.
Mm.
I didn't dislike it, but I just wasn't in love with it. I thought the performances were good. The story was interesting, but I feel like they tried to draw it out far too long. I feel like I would listen to one episode, which was like an hour, and it felt like I'd listened to a bunch.
Yeah. Mm.
And not much had progressed. And then in the second episode, it was almost like they glossed over what they just went through. So I feel like it could have just been condensed a little more, and not even like in terms of a shorter episode, but like maybe fewer episodes, and it would have been a bit juicier.
Yeah, no, I definitely can see, like, I think they spent a lot of time retelling the story for like people who are jumping in.
Which I don't think is a good idea anymore. Now that you can tell.
And this isn't the sort of podcast that you would just jump into, like.
Well, you can't, because it's a serial,
yeah,
essentially.
Exactly. It's like, why would you do that?
But I guess when 5 years ago, when this podcast was made, people people wouldn't have necessarily been as up with, oh, it's a serial, we need to start from the start. Because also it's made as if it's a documentary, so they might feel like...
So I think I can forgive a bit of it, because they're breaking territory.
Yeah.
So they don't necessarily know the best way to approach this sort of thing, but they did a good job. It's very well manicured and performed, and
I like the device very much. Mm-hmm. I'm really intrigued. I want to continue. I have the same criticisms as Patrick in the fact that I feel like the episodes are too long, and they rehash too much. But the idea itself, I'm intrigued with. I need to know what the F is going on.
Mm.
At the moment, at the end of episode two, shit's still all fucked up, but more stuff is coming to light and it's all very confusing. So I'm intrigued enough to want to continue. But again, it's going to be one of those background podcasts, because it is too long for me to sit down and listen to an hour long episode of how many episodes are in the season.
Yeah, you got
to
speed that shit up, dog.
That's 10 hours. That's a lot of hours for a story, and then especially with three seasons. But I'm interested enough to want to find out what this game is and where her friend's gone. So I will definitely be listening. Love the device, like the performances, like the fact that this is at the forefront of all the shit that I enjoy the most to do with podcasting now. I'm into it.
As someone who's listened to the entirety of it, are you?
Yes.
Do they get better at correcting the criticisms that we've just voiced?
Well, no, the format stays the same. Again, I haven't listened to their most recent season, because I don't believe it's out yet. But it does stay pretty consistent the whole way through. Like that format that they adopted, they've kind of stuck with.
Well, there you go.
Cool.
The final
podcast. I recommended last week, probably the most fictional thing I've ever recommended, was the Glass Cannon podcast, which is a Pathfinder podcast, D&D adjacent. It's for the particularly nerdy fans of Dungeons & Dragons that wanted more rules. And it's partly because I'm also doing a D&D podcast and I wanted to learn from people who have successful ones how to do it. What did you guys think?
Here's my review, Patrick.
Okay.
No.
No? I didn't think so.
Here's my extended review. Fuck no. I'm not going to say exactly what I think, because I don't want to be super offensive, but
How can you get more offensive?
Go do it. Okay. Do it.
Why the fuck does the world need more D&D podcasts is what I want to say. I am so bored by this.
I'm
so bored. Like, who the fuck wants to sit there and listen, not even watch, but listen to somebody else?
Because you can do other shit while you do it.
But who cares?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I feel like they're having a party that they're telling me about a day later, and like I can't be
you're not invited
in any way, shape or form. I'm listening to other people. I'm the only sober person at the party. Like it's not enjoyable. Dragon Friends was great. It was hilarious. Scripted, yes?
No, I think it's improvised.
But partially scripted.
Yeah. Right. I think that's where the difference is, because they've obviously got certain beats that they want to hit and they hit them well. I did not expect to like Dragon Friends. I did not expect to like this, and I was correct. I like playing games. I like being involved with people playing games. I'm even having a board games night tonight, or attending one rather.
Thanks for the invitation.
You're not invited because you're quitting. Fuck off.
Okay.
Anyway, no, this is a big fat no from me, because I don't like listening to other people playing things that are not guaranteed to be amusing because they're
FOMO.
Unscripted. No, it's not FOMO. It's just like I'm the designated driver having to take these people home at the end of their fun that I've had no fun during.
Speaking as both a Dungeons & Dragons player and a designated driver, I do agree that there are a lot of actual play Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, Fate, role-playing game podcasts. And if there is one genre of podcast that is very, very well represented at the moment, it is that genre of podcast, because it is very easy when you play a game to just record the game and publish it as a podcast. I will say the Glass Cannon is probably one of the better versions of an actual play game, because they do a little bit of editing, they do add in some sound effects, and there is some thought to the audience.
There's so much gameplay mechanics.
Absolutely,
though.
And I think that's Pathfinder. I find even Dungeons and Dragons, which is less mechanical, still has a bit too much of those in actual play. Glass Cannon, it's funny. And
is it though?
Yes.
Funny enough.
Yes. I've listened to other actual play podcasts that are everything that is bad about Dungeons and Dragons in a podcast. So this one I can easily recognize that this is probably, I'm probably even going to say like top-ish tier actual play.
That's dire.
Well,
yeah, Liz.
And I will say, Liz, I totally understand, because it's not for everyone. And if you don't enjoy to listen to these podcasts, you need to enjoy playing the games and want to play more, but not have the ability to. And this is kind of like tapping into that.
Part of my reasoning was I want to learn a bit of Pathfinder, because I bought Pathfinder 2 and I figured this would be a good introduction.
Yeah.
And I think it is.
One thing I am glad of is that this podcast gave me one final opportunity to spar with you, Patrick. It's one of my favourite pastimes, and it's half the reason I'm cranky that you're leaving.
I know.
I'll still find ways to yell at you and put you down somewhere else in life.
You can, we'll see each other.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll still be friends.
Will we, though? Probably when not. Will I see you?
I don't know.
Huh?
At the Cluedo reunion?
That's
an annual event now.
So, yeah, the Glass Cannon, if you're looking to learn about Pathfinder, if you just want more Dungeons & Dragons Pathfinder role-playing in your life.
If you're a giant fucking nerd.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Which then Liz claims she's not, but she definitely
I'm a different
is.
Type of nerd than
yeah,
you.
She's like a nerd that does homework and shit.
A productive nerd?
Yeah, that one.
Rather than a slacker nerd.
I'm both of those. I'm not a slacker nerd, but I am a Dungeons & Dragons nerd.
Yeah.
And that's honestly a lot of actual play podcasts have kind of been slipping out of my library, just because they are usually very long and they're not full of good content. You kind of have to be in it for the experience rather than to be told a story. I do have, and I will warn you, Liz, later on in the year.
Why?
Actually, a couple weeks away.
Why?
I have an actual play, but this is
better.
Top tier.
Right.
Best one that's ever been produced.
Is a critical role.
Will you have time to teach me
yes.
I thought Critical Role was meant to be the best
because
one.
I would like to know if I enjoy these podcasts once I know how to play your dumb game.
Quite possibly you'll enjoy it more.
Quite possibly. So I will say if you're into actual play podcasts, Glass Cannon is a very good example of one. I'm not going to subscribe because I listened to this again when it was released a couple of years ago. There's a couple hundred episodes now.
Yeah, like over 200.
But again, when I was in that, I need to consume all the Dungeons and Dragons that I can to learn back in the beginning of my nerddom. But yeah, Glass Cannon isn't a bad example of what this podcast is. But if you're not into this kind of podcast, this isn't something that will get you into it, yeah. I don't think. Listen to Critical Role.
No, it is not. So...
Is that...
That's it?
We've done all the things that we needed to do.
We've done all the things.
Yeah. Patrick.
All that's required now is for me to say to you to find us on Facebook and Instagram. And
find
Castology.
Us. No longer you.
.com. That's not canon /
That's not canon...
.com/castology.
There we go. Yeah.
There it is, where you can find Zane and Liz and maybe Nick, if he's any good. But not me.
No.
I'm off.
Goodbye.
I'm leaving.
Get out.
Forever.
We're
done.
Can
you talk into the mic before you leave, though?
Oh, am I?
There we go.
I was looking up into the sky, wistfully.
Reminiscing. Reminiscing.
Yeah. Reminiscing.
Well, look, as fucking cranky as I am, I'm definitely going to miss your presence on this podcast. I don't like to get sentimental, so I won't. Fuck you.
That's okay, Liz. I know.
No, I will miss you a lot on this podcast, and I think you're really dumb to be leaving. I'm still catty. I can't get out of it. Yeah. I'm cranky.
I'm sure that if Pat has recommendations for us, he will let us know.
And I will avoid them.
No. By the way, did you listen to Edward Snowden on the JRE?
I did.
What did you? It was amazing.
I haven't had time. I just got back from New York. I'm amazing and traveling all over the place.
Yeah, you're on a plane. That's the perfect time to listen to a podcast.
Nah, I did a rewatch of Westworld season 1 on the plane.
Oh, Westworld's so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it from me.
Bye, Pat.
I've been Patrick Shearer. To my right,
Zane C. Weber.
And across from me,
Elizabeth Best.
For the final time, this is Castology.
No, bye, it's not the final time for Castology. It's the final time for Patrick.
It's the final time
Everybody
for Castology.
Everybody tune in. We're still here.
For me.
Yes. Bye, Patrick.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Hi there, my name's Jessica Kate.
And I'm Ellen Rose.
And we're the hosts of Murder in the Land of Oz,
a new Australian true crime podcast.
Yes. We're starting off in Brisbane, our hometown, because...
Relatable.
We're going to be coming to you every second Monday.
So give us a listen, give us a like.
And a subscribe. Come and join us on our journey where we explore the depths of true crime Australia. Oh yeah.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.